Good afternoon. I'm Christopher Brown, professor in the history department. This is the first time I've ever held a microphone at a protest of any kind. I'm not sure whether that's something to take pride in or not. But I say it because this is not typical for me. I'm here because I am so concerned about what has happened at this university, with where we are now, and with where we are going. Thursday, April 18, 2024, will be remembered as a shameful day in Columbia's history. The president's decision to send riot police to pick up peaceful protesters on our campus was unprecedented, unjustified, disproportionate, divisive, and dangerous. Yes. We are fortunate. We don't know how fortunate we are. We are fortunate that no one was hurt.
Yes.
With that kind of show of force, with those, all those firearms, all it takes is one person to get nervous, a table to fall, a car or truck to backfire on Amsterdam Avenue, shots fired. The New York Police Department does not belong on this campus except in dead moments of extreme emergency. And that show of force was a sign of weakness.
Yes.
Shame on her!
In trying to show that they meant business, what they showed was their incompetence.
Shame on her!
But I want to say one other thing, and that's about the congressional testimony on Wednesday. And this is about academic freedom. It's also about Columbia. In 3 hours of testimony, the president of the university, to my mind, showed no pride in our institution. She said nothing meaningful about the virtues of this institution, of its people, of its faculty, of its staff, of its researchers, their dedication to excellence, their commitment to their students, the quality of the undergraduates and graduate students that we have here. The distinctive record of academic accomplishment and impact, the variety and rigor of the scholarship which is happening here today, the prospects for continued excellence. She didn't say anything about any of those things. She allowed slander of our institution to stand without rebuke. Soviet-style education, no response. Intolerant bigots, no response. I know these folks, and you know them too. That's not who we are. And she should know that. There were members of Congress who wanted to decide who should be disciplined on this institution and how much, what should be taught, how it should be taught, who should teach it, what academic department should exist and which should not, who should lose their leadership positions, who should be promoted, who should be fired. Those are academic questions. Those are not congressional questions. What is at stake? What is at stake? It's not just faculty governance, it's institutional independence. It's the sovereignty of Columbia University and every university like this one. The United States has the greatest colleges and universities in the world. And that's why people come from around the world to study here, to research here, and to teach here. That's our inheritance, the universities like this one. And we would be fools not to defend it in every corner of those who do not believe in the academic mission, the pursuit of academic excellence. So I have no confidence in her leadership. I'm speaking only for myself. I have no confidence in the president's leadership. With what she has said, and with what she has not said, and with what she has done, and what she has not done, she has forfeited the privilege to lead this great university. Yeah.